Now, according to the United Nations, more than 1,000 people have died in eastern Ukraine since the signing of a ceasefire deal between the sides in September. This weekend, Kiev accused Russia of now having more than 7,500 troops on its territory. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, claimed that Western sanctions were aimed at forcing regime change in Moscow. Another sign, many would say, of the re-emergence of an East-West Cold War. For a view from inside Russia, we've been talking to award-winning Belarusian journalist Irina Kalip. She works for Novaya Gazeta, one of the few remaining independent media in Putin's Russia. She was in Dublin recently for the Day of the Imprisoned Writer, an event organised by Frontline Defenders, Irish Pen and the Dublin Books Festival. I asked her first about those sanctions on Russia.
I think that the situation in Ukraine is becoming worse and worse because if some months ago it seemed that Kremlin will be very pleased when he will take just Crimea, but now everybody can see that Kremlin needs not only Crimea, they need not only the eastern part of Ukraine, they need Kiev, they need everything. They need probably Belarus, Estonia, Latvia. It seems like the effort of Putin to reborn the Soviet Union, to reconstruct it.
Are sanctions an effective way of stopping him, do you believe?
I'm sure that only sanctions are effective, because this is impossible to negotiate with dictators, with these people like Putin and Lukashenko. And look at Putin today. He cannot control himself anymore. He feels like a Superman, like a Terminator. He can everything, he's doing everything, and nobody can stop him. But I think that only sanctions can work. I know this. You see the reaction only after the first sanctions, the food embargo. So this is really painful for Russia, and it will work. But I hope that the European Union and United States will not stop.
Well, we have the combination of the sanctions and then the fall in the price of gas and oil, making it very difficult for the Russian economy at the moment, driving down the value of the ruble. But does that have any effect inside Russia? Is it weakening Putin's resolve, or is it weakening the resolve of those around him who might convince him to change tack, to change direction?
Nobody can convince him. Putin can only come back to his normal mind. And I think that only the painful sanctions can do that. Yes, the situation in Russian economy is becoming worse. But Russia has too much oil, too much gas. And the Russian market is very wide. It is endless, especially for European partners. And, and now we can see that Lukashenko, Belarusian dictator, is very lucky with this war. Because now, after the Russian embargo, many European products you can buy in Russia with the label made in Belarus. Norwegian salmon made in Belarus, king prawns made in Belarus.
So this is the way of getting around the sanctions for people. But have ordinary people, or even political commentators, journalists, begun to speak out more? How difficult is it to speak out, to speak in opposition to what Putin is doing?
Unfortunately, just in a few days, the editor-in-chief of the most popular independent radio station Echo of Moscow will be replaced. This is a decision of the Gazprom Media, owns a part of this radio station. They never interfere earlier. They never interfered editorial politics and so on. And Alexei Venediktov, the editor-in-chief, was absolutely free. But now he will be replaced because Echo of Moscow started to speak openly about the war in Ukraine and about what's going on there. They cannot forgive him. I'm working for Novaya Gazeta. This is probably the last independent printed media in Russia. And I see that the situation is becoming worse. The donors who helped our newspaper now are scared to support, because they want to look like law obedient and supporting the state policy of Kremlin.
What is the price of opposition for them? What's the price of opposition for you? What price do you pay for standing up to Putin?
I just would like to remind that in the office of Novaya Gazeta, there are 6 portraits of killed journalists. I think that this is the highest price. We can remind Anna Politkovskaya. She's well known all over the world, and she was killed openly, clumsily. And 5 more journalists were killed only because they were journalists of Novaya Gazeta.
Has your life been threatened?
Yes, I received the death threats many times. Many times. I am sure that it was that the source of these life threats was a KGB, because they did it demonstratively, reading my mail, bugging my phone, and then in their threats they just demonstrated me that they know exactly what I said to my mother, what I said to my husband, what I wrote to my my editor. I cannot, of course, say that I didn't pay attention to it. No, no, because I was scared. That's normal. That's normal for human being to be scared when somebody writes him email. Tomorrow you will meet Anna Politkovskaya. Of course, because I was afraid, but I couldn't stop. If one time they can press you, push you, and you will, for example, cancel your article, you will refuse to publish something, you will do what they want, so you will be dependent of them to the end of your life.
Do you think you're making a difference in what you do?
What do you mean? What kind of difference?
Do you think you're having an impact? How important is it that you do what you do?
This is my life. This is really my life, because I don't know, I don't remember exactly when it was started in my country. When 3 of newspapers I was working for were closed down by the regime. Probably when my colleagues started to be arrested only for their work in independent journalism. Probably when I started to receive the death threats when I was detained the first time. I know exactly that I want to live according to Solzhenitsyn, not with a lie. To live with an absolutely clean conscience, with a normal sleeping, without the feel of shame, even with my family. Because I cannot be a good teacher for my son. I cannot ask him not to lie if I will be lying in my work. So that's life, yes.
And that was the award-winning Belarusian journalist Irina Kelep, who works for Novaya Gazeta, talking to us recently.